you're a Verizon customer, you're losing your unlimited data. Today in tech, everybody's talking about it in an uproar. This happened a while ago. They started when you were initially had to be grandfathered into unlimited data. Yep. This was, what, 7-8 years ago when people weren't on their phones as much. So now Verizon's saying that you have to, you're facing a data cap. If first, initially, when they did it last year, it was if you used over 500 gigs a month.
Which is a lot.
It is. Now it's up to if you use more than 200 gigs a month.
I've got to be honest, and I'm someone who uses a lot of that for streaming and streaming music and videos and stuff. Like, I have no idea what you're doing if you're getting to 200 gig a month, because I only burn through like 20-something a month, and there's three of us on that plan.
I have 3 gig on my phone, and maybe a couple times I'll go over by a gig or two, but that's up to, what, 5?
Yeah.
What do you do with 500 gigs?
I have no idea what you're doing. I just don't know. You must be constantly watching videos like 24 hours a day, I guess. I don't know.
Somebody from Verizon, their company spokesperson, this woman, Kelly Crummy, she said, because our network is a shared resource, we need to ensure all customers have a great mobile experience with Verizon. We are notifying a small group of customers on unlimited plans who use more than 200 gig a month that they have to move to a Verizon plan by February 16th of this year.
Wow. And I know that AT&T offer that same kind of thing, but you have to sign up for their DirecTV thing, and you get unlimited data that way, but you have to buy into their TV service and everything else to actually get that.
When you hear stuff like this, I mean, like, does a data cap really affect you? Do you worry about data usage? Now, you can tweet at Petch and Amy, 424-1234, be part of the show. How much time do we spend on our phones where we're so... I mean, like I said, I'm using 5 gigs a month. Yep. How much do you get on your family plan?
22, sorry.
So 22 for three of you. Do you find yourself going over?
No, I never go over. So, and Verizon do this thing now where the data carries over what you
roll
don't
over.
Use. Yeah, and I roll over every month.
How do we become so reliable or so dependent on our phones?
Well, you've got to think about it. It's not like when we got phones that were capable of like going online and looking at the web and stuff, like, you know, we do that. But now you do all your banking with the apps. You know, it's not just looking at Facebook and Snapchat and stuff. You're using it for absolutely everything. Booking flights, hotel stays. Anything you can think of, you use your phone for it now.
Do you shop around for a bargain phone plan?
Yeah, I do. Because I know that, and my thing is, like, I use a decent amount. My daughter Maisie uses a lot more because she's constantly on social media. So it has to be something that's good and fits for all three of us.
Yeah.
So in the 22 gig, don't burn through it all. But I like the fact that it rolls over just in case there is that odd month when she does things like she did before when she's on FaceTime with her friend. It's like, oh, let's do this sleepover FaceTime thing and let's keep them on all night. And she didn't have it on Wi-Fi. Oh. So like for hours and hours and
it's
hours.
It's connected, just eating at it.
Uh-huh. So that's why I kind of like it. So when it rolls over, so there's a backup plan.
I got roped into that garbage Sprint deal. Like, you know, get a half off or whatever it is where, you know, cut your phone and bill in half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything else went with it too. I'm on 3G all the time. And I keep tweeting at Sprint because I don't like them.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even care. And they keep replying like, why do you say this about us? I'm like, Sprint, you're garbage and you know it. Unless you want to pay me to say otherwise, I'm like, you should get Sprint.
Yeah, I got 3G. Did you know that LTE 4G is garbage? You should use 1X and 3G.
Do you? You don't always want to be connected. Sprint, disconnect a little. That should be their tagline.
It should.
Sprint, let us help you disconnect.
Oh, that's so funny.